The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Well, she's got a lot of things on her mind to talk about
talk
now.
About now to talk about.
She's taking care of her voice, so you know that she's not gonna shout
not gonna
now.
Shout now, she's not gonna shout.
So get your headphones ready to hear what it's all about.
It's all about now, what it's all
we'll
about.
We'll have no fun, 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 cause your Christmas podcast comes out today.
No Fun, the Jen Kirkman Podcast, Season 11, Episode 1. That's right. This podcast has been going on for, I believe, over 11 years. Yeah, that's Jen. That's why it's Season 11. Okay, I forgot for a minute what this naming convention was about. So there's been well over 500 episodes, I'm sure. Maybe even 1,000. I've lost count. But now I'm doing it by seasons. Happy New Year, if you celebrate. I need everyone to calm the fuck down. I need everyone to stop coming in hot with their new year, new you energy, okay? This was a very tough New Year's for people because New Year's Day was a Sunday and sort of Monday was the observed holiday, but I feel like that was a little more up in the air than how it really felt like Monday, December 26th was a properly observed holiday in America. And nobody went to work. I went to work. How dare you? This rich bitch thinks people don't work. But you know what I mean? Monday the 2nd, here come the emails. Just weird emails. Just weird emails from someone going, "Hi, Dr. Kirkman. I'd love to have you speak at my panel on depression. We can fly you out in 3 weeks." I'm like, but first of all, calm down. Calm yourself with the request to have me speak. I'm not a doctor. I did a podcast about anxiety last year. If you don't know that I'm not a doctor, what the hell is this panel on depression that you are going to fly me in for? I don't even have depression. Like, what is happening? So that's a New Year's energy I'm talking about, is people just acting a fool and just coming in with all their goals, their to-do lists. Guys, this has been, again, as I said, very traumatic for some of us who do not like, you know, hard endings and hard beginnings. Does that make sense? I need to transition into the new year. I need another week, even if I don't physically get to do it, another week of just mentally sitting on the couch, zoning out, okay? I had to record this podcast, this 1 hour podcast this week, and I'm apoplectic. I'm like, oh my God, where can I find the time? Does anyone just rest around here? 1 hour. So everyone coming in hot with their energies. I just need contact me the first week of January 2024. I'll be ready to answer all of your emails, your bizarre requests that I'll say no to, and you're asking me to hang out. Let me just chill. For me, I'm always like, I lay low this week because I want to see what the COVID numbers look like in New York City. You know what I mean? Because I'm assuming everyone caught COVID on New Year's Eve. So let's just see what next week looks like, what the numbers are. And then I'll make an informed decision about hanging out with you. Okay. Welcome. So I don't know what I'm talking about this week. Last week, by the way, we had a new episode. It's just me here, but we had a new episode. I did it again. I had a new episode last week that aired on December 29th. It was Patreon only. It's been a 90-minute episode where I just answered questions from my Patreon subscribers. Not a live thing or anything. They wrote them out, topics they wanted me to address, questions about my life, opinions on things like how to find the perfect wine. So if you want to become a Patreon subscriber, you can get that episode and all of the episodes for $3 a month, $4 a month, or $5 a month. Depending on how much you pay, determines how many episodes you get. As always with Patreon, you get the entire episode. Right now, if you're listening for free, you just get the first 20 minutes with ads. Patreon subscribers every week, you get the full 60 to 90 minute episode with no ads. Okay, so there you go. You can click the link in our show notes or go to patreon.com/JenKirkman. Let's get into it. So I've got enough notes to last 4 episodes. I don't know exactly what I'm going to talk about, but I think I'll just start with, let's just ease into it, and I'll just recap how my Christmas went for those of you who travel back to your towns of origin or wherever your family lives now. I'm with you. I did the same thing. I've really become obsessed with driving to Massachusetts. I used to fly. You know, it's only a 30 to 40 minute flight from New York City to Boston. And you think, oh, just do that. But here's the thing. First, you have to get to the airport. So what's that? 45 minutes. Then once you're there, you know, the checking in and the security. And even though I'm TSA pre-check, you know, you've got to at least leave yourself an hour. Then boarding, then you're on the plane, then you fly, then you get off the plane. For me, I'll rent a car. Then I've got to wait for the shuttle, go to the car department. Oh my God, my brain is gone. Go to the rental car place, get the car, sign out, you know, drive to wherever you're going. It's about a 4 hour ordeal, or I could drive straight from where I live, straight to where I'm going, 3 hours, 10 minutes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So I rented a car and I got to Massachusetts before the weather got bad. And that's it. But I realized, I had an epiphany because I was telling a friend about, you know, what I do with my family over Christmas. I went out, spent a few hours with one of my oldest friends. I've known her since I was in middle school. And we were talking about how our holidays went. And I always thought of her as from this super fun, awesome family. She had the fun mom that was momish. It wasn't the fun mom trying to hang out with us and dressing like us, but it was the, hey, you know what? I know I raised a good kid, so if I'm not home when you guys are there, I know you're not going to get into trouble. Like that kind of mom. And she was right. We were pretty good kids. We didn't drink or anything like that. But my mom was always so strict and calling the moms of the kids whose houses I went over. If you invited me over and your parents weren't going to be home, my parents would find out because my mom would call and ask to speak to the mother. Sometimes they'd wait until I got to my friends' houses and then they'd come pick me up if the parents weren't able to answer. I even had a friend's mom feel so bad for me that one time she stayed home knowing the phone call was coming, answered the phone, lied and said, yes, I'm home. And then she went out and did whatever she was doing that night. My mom still found out. She must have detected a tone in this woman's voice. My mom's like a detective. And so my parents still, they picked me up 20 minutes earlier than they were supposed to. And then they saw my friend's mom pulling into the driveway because that was the deal we always had with my friend's mom. She would come home about 10 minutes before my parents got there so that it looked like she was home the whole time. And anyway, so my friend was telling me that her mom and dad had this kind of, not volatile marriage, but that there was a lot of anger and bickering and she would just stay quiet to keep the peace. And, you know, her dad was always in a bad mood and not like verbally abusive or violent or anything, but just crabby and literally no fun. But not even in the no fun way, which is secretly fun, but just no fun. And I don't ever remember him being around. He was always, I don't know, working late or something. But yeah, I mean, so sometimes they would go out at night, like on a date night, you know, when I would go over their house and they would pretend that they were home. But anyway, so I was just fun. It's just, there's something about getting older and having decades go by and seeing an old friend and revisiting memories from when you were younger and looking at the perspective now and saying, I remember this time. And back then I thought this, this, and this, but now I see it clearly. It's very fascinating. I'm probably not communicating how fascinating it was, but I was telling her about, you know, my relationship with my family and saying that, you know, I used to really not get along with my parents and I just do now. But, you know, it took some therapy and stuff. And she was amazed because she remembers these years from when I was younger to all the way up when I was in my 30s. And she said, well, what do you guys do on Christmas? And I said, oh, well, we all go to my sister's house. So it's five of us in the immediate family, three girls and my parents. And she said, what do you do? Like, nothing. Well, how long? I don't know, like four nights. She was shocked. I said, well, you know, my sister has horses. She's this like horse farm, for lack of a better term. I guess it is a horse farm. And she teaches lessons. And so she's usually busy doing that because you can't, you know, horses and feeding them doesn't take a holiday. So sometimes we help with that. Or, you know, we just love making a fire in the fireplace. I'm naming things as though there's no electricity. Well, we shoe the horses. No, and I'm like, and, you know, and I help my dad make a fire because his knee is bad. And then I usually sit with my mom and talk to her and we make breakfast and then we make dinner and then we clean up and then we watch TV. And my friend said, you do that for 4 days. Just every day you get up, go to the kitchen, have coffee, talk, read, watch TV. Then you move to the living room, talk, read, watch TV. Then you make dinner, eat. I'm like, yeah. And you just repeat that. Does anyone go anywhere? Do you go on walks? No. Like, I mean, the weather was bad. It was 0 degrees. One of my sisters was walking every day. But I said, if we do, we go alone. But you know, even then it's annoying because if I go anywhere, my parents, where are you going? And it's this whole, if you go in the other room, there's this, where's Jen? Like, you'll hear it. If I'm gone for 20 minutes and I go meditate somewhere, you know, upstairs in my sister's room, where's Jen? And then my mom goes, what? Where's Jennifer? No, my mother will be, where's Jen? And my dad will go, what? Where's Jennifer? Ronnie, you can't hear anything. You can't hear anything. I don't know where she is. Girl, where's Jen? And no one needs me for anything. It's not like I'm in trouble. Well, God forbid, I couldn't be. I'm 48. But it's just they're just curious. Where am I? But they can't let their curiosity stay in their brain. It's got to be screaming, where's Jen? Then I hear it and I'm trying. I mean, granted, it's the perfect challenge for meditation. I'm trying to ignore it. But I know that the yelling of where's Jen will stop if I then yell down the stairs, I'm up here meditating. What? I'm up here meditating. Okay, when are you coming down? I don't know, 5 minutes? Okay, I'm going to start a fire. No, don't start it without me. Your knee is bad. Then I'm like, fucking forget it. And I have to run downstairs. They're like cats. Do you know what I mean? And I love cats. I'm not shitting on cats. But you know when cats seem to really need you when you're doing something? When you're on your computer, they will come over and stand on the keyboard. That's my parents. That's everyone in my family. And everyone in my family thinks I'm not like that. Yeah, y'all are. Y'all, everyone is. My sister's like it. She comes in the house, bop, 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 chatterbox. Follows me around. Bup, 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 bup. She's listening to this. It's just nonstop. And my friend was like, that's a lot. And see, to me, it's totally normal. And she said, just the fact that you guys don't have activities or no one else is coming over or you're not. And I just, yeah, but that's what we do. It's almost like a cult, you know? And I went to this yoga class. There's this beautiful yoga studio next to literally just like almost walking distance from my sister's house. And it's just so charming. I won't tell you what it's called because I don't want you going and robbing my sister. Don't go stealing her horses. But it's just adorable. I'm taking this class. It's not even yoga. It's literally a stretching class. You just lay on the floor and stretch. And then the woman comes over with a Theragun and massages your shoulders. I don't know what this class is. It's just called Help. I'm with my family. I need to lay on a floor. So I'm leaving class and she says, so, you know, your sister tells me the whole family's together. I say, yeah. She says, just three single girls. That's great. None of you have to deal with, you know, relationship stuff. And I'm like, that was just a weird out of nowhere. And I said, yeah. And then I thought, God, even if I was in a relationship, I would never bring anyone into this environment. Now, in my past, they met every boyfriend ever. I mean, every Christmas there's a picture of me with a different person. And, you know, a lot of these exes are people I'm still friendly with. My family might still be friendly with if they see each other on Facebook or something. But that's just not the way it is anymore. You know, everybody is too hard of hearing and cranky. I think we get cranky when we get together. For me, it's kind of my only 2 weeks off a year that I know of in advance. So working in television as a writer, I'll put it under the umbrella of working in television production. There's a lot of unknowns. You know, will we come in on Labor Day because the studio is down, but that's the best day that all the writers can get together. You know, will we work over July 4th? There is time off slated in and hiatus and all that, but sometimes with the writers, it's a little different. We might have to work when we're not filming so that we can write the stuff to then film. And so in all, I do get plenty of time off a year, but a lot of times I don't know I'm having it off until the day before. So Christmas to the week after New Year's is the only 2 weeks I absolutely know in advance we are not working. I could go somewhere on vacation and I haven't. You know, I used to live in Los Angeles, so I would go to New York City for a week and then go see my family. And the New York part was my vacation. Now I live in New York, so I just go straight to Boston. And I am realizing that I get cranky just because it's my 2 weeks off. And I'm not cranky because I'd rather be somewhere else. I'm cranky because the entire load of the entire year is coming down on me. You know, the burnout is burning and I just want to do nothing and hear no noises, no chit chat, no asking me the same question over and over, no yelling, where's Jen? And so I told my friend, yeah, you're right. It is a lot. I'm so tense. And she said, yeah, there's just no boundaries in your family. I'm like, oh my God, there's no boundaries in my family. Because I used to stay in a hotel when I would visit. And it had nothing to do with there's not enough room or I don't like your water pressure or, you know, I'm having some wild sex party. I just needed, I needed my own head. I needed silence without having to tell people, shut up or be quiet or go in another room and try to, I needed my own space. And after COVID, I just stopped doing it for two reasons. One was living out in California, my family's in Massachusetts, I didn't see them for almost 2 years. So I was in a different headspace when I got the vaccine at first and flew back to see them. I was just so happy that I remember thinking, why'd I used to stay in a hotel? This is great. I'll just stay with my sister. Everyone's going to stay under the same roof. This is great. And then
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I just kept doing it without maybe some nights in a hotel, some nights with the whole family. And they're like, I'm the only one that travels. I come from where I live, where my stuff is, where my tree is. And I leave for, you know, anywhere from 4 to 10 days. That's absurd. No one else in my family could handle that. Absolutely not. Nope. They say, oh, I could, but I just can't because I have it. No, 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 no. Everyone in my family has set up their lives specifically to where, like, traveling isn't their thing. Traveling's my thing. But that's why staying home is also my thing, if that makes any sense. Like, I'm a good traveler, but I also really enjoy some time to myself. So anyway, it just dawned on me that it's not normal if you're like, I'm driving in, I'll get there Thursday, to just have texts and emails and calls from my dad. Have you checked the weather? My other sister, have you checked the weather? What time are you getting in? What time are you getting in? I don't know. I do this thing where I book a flight and I book a car rental. I'm JetBlue Mosaic, not to brag. So that means I can cancel the flight up to an hour before and the miles or the travel bank I paid with just goes straight back into my account. Rental car, same thing. I don't get charged because I'm Hertz Gold. So I will sometimes just not know the mood I'm going to be in. And I'll wake up the next day and go, I guess I'll drive, and I cancel the flight. And so, do you know yet? Do you know? No. But why do you care? You don't need to know. No one needs to know when I'm coming in. Don't sit there and go, well, maybe this. No. Guys, everyone's just sitting there. There's no reason. It's just like a tick that everyone has. And I was so PMS. My sister texted me and said, hey, just letting you know that there's going to be a huge storm. So that might impact when you drive in. Now, I know about the storm. I'm like a Doppler 3000 in my kitchen. I've got the AccuWeather app, the app on our phones, the weather.com. I'm tracking this storm. I was going to drive to Massachusetts on Friday the 23rd, but that's when the big bomb cyclone of wind and rain and sleet and snow was happening. And so I decided to drive in a day before on Thursday, getting up at 6 a.m., not getting up, getting on the road at 6 a.m. to beat the traffic and beat the rain, which was supposed to start at 2. And I was like, if they say the rain starts at 2, I bet it starts at 10. I mean, I was on it. And my sister's telling me, what do you think? I don't know. I'm almost 50. And I'm texting back, I fucking know. I know about the weather. I travel for a living. Going off. This 3 days, Merry Christmas. And she just gave me the thumbs up. You know, when someone gives you the thumbs up on your text, that's like, got it. Please stop. Like, if they could just give a hand signal of stop. But I knew she knew, okay, Jen's in a bad mood. And I even said, I'm in a real cunty mood right now and I can't control myself. Super PMS-y. I feel like I'm a teenager. I don't know what's happening. And so gives me the thumbs up. And I'm like, I'm keeping going. How dare you tell me the weather? I'm the one traveling. I mean, wouldn't stop. And we joked about it when I got there it was relentless. I knew I was doing it too. I was like, I'm not going to stop until someone cries. No, I'm kidding. But seriously, I'm like, why? So I don't know what I'm going to do differently. I don't think much, but maybe like shorter stays. you know, so I did. I broke my stay up into two parts because I wanted to spend New Year's Eve in Massachusetts with my sister, playing with her new kitten, chilling out, drinking wine, watching stupid movies. You know, I just didn't want to be in New York because I don't want to go to a party because of the whole COVID thing. And I actually don't like New Year's Eve. We'll talk about it on this week's episode. But so I went to see my family at Christmas, drove back the next day, and 4 days later went back for New Year's Eve. Oh my God, the family couldn't, my parents, what? Oh my God. I'm like, it's better to do that than spend 11 days, my entire time off somewhere where I don't live. It was like, I think it's just because I'm the youngest and I have zero attachments, like no relationship, no kids, no pets, that it's like, well, she can just fling around everywhere. Yes, I can. But do you ever think the reason I don't have any of those attachments is because it overwhelms me? So, you know, listen, it is what it is, right? We do what we do for our families. But I finally realized this year, my family is abnormal and has no boundaries. It's not, it's weird to sit like a cult for 4 days. Or maybe it's not. I don't know. Send me an email. What do you think? NoFunPodcast@JenKirkman.com. Anyway, I'm going to talk about so many things this week. If you want to know what I'm talking about, you can read the description there in the show notes because I haven't decided as of this moment and I'm about to switch over to the full Patreon episode. So if you want to hear the rest of this episode, please join me over on Patreon, link in the show notes, or patreon.com/JenKirkman. And again, Happy New Year. Calm down. You don't have to start your goals now. Shh. Everyone, relax. Okay, until next week, have fun and relax. Seriously, chill.